New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, good morning, welcome to your K-Rock, welcome to your Tuesday. Lots of things to look forward to this hour on the show, including Vanessa back in West Hollywood, confusing another gay person. She's attempting to play the
Bleep that I'm sorry.
She
was great.
She was drunker than last year.
She was showing us some of the videos of her taking shots.
There's
with people.
Video?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she was like, but we can't post it. I'm like, why? What?
Okay, maybe one.
She's like, you get my voice.
Wait, why are we, Vanessa, I know you're taking calls now, but why are we not supposed to post this video you showed us yesterday?
Because I'm trying to watch my digital footprint.
What?
Oh I know God. That sounds lame to you.
This is the equivalent of I'm driving right now. I can't answer.
What do you mean?
Is there audio of you hitting on that bisexual guy?
Straight.
Video?
Yeah. She believes that she met a straight guy there at Pride.
Straight guy.
She says that she was very confident with him because she assumed he was gay, so...
And that he was straight.
And then she found out he was straight. The irony is the whole reason she went down there was to play the game Gay or Nay. And she got real life Gay or Nayed, and the guy was Nay, and she then crumbled under the pressure.
And then gave him her phone number.
Oh, is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Is it this guy?
Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Am I cute or am I not cute? It's okay if I'm not cute.
Okay.
No, you're okay.
I did not remember
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm cute.
I don't remember that. That's embarrassing.
Is he the one you gave the number to?
I don't know. I don't remember this.
She doesn't remember any of it.
It can't be the first. No, there's no way because I wasn't drunk with the first guy.
Well,
pouring you a shot in your mouth.
But I wasn't drunk yet.
He did pour shot
that
into
was my
her
second
mouth.
Drink.
All right, we're going to get to it. This coming up this hour. Yeah, it's a whole new person today, and these get better as the days go on. So if you enjoyed yesterday's return to West Hollywood, you're going to love what we have in store for you this hour on the show. Hey, Erica, you are calling from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Oh my God. Good morning, sweet
divots.
Sweet divots to you and yours. You are the 20th caller at this exact moment, which means Sublime is in your future at least once, maybe twice this weekend. You'll be going to see them at Petco Park in San Diego for Field of Dreams. And then if we call you back Monday, you'll be seeing them again on the other coast in Virginia Beach, all right?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Love you as well. Love you as well. Allie, you hear that? She said congrats.
Thank you so much.
She's
I appreciate
talking
that.
To your fertile womb. We will get into... Oh, I didn't realize this. We have an exciting proposition for a secondhand Cindy who will be joining us in just a moment. This could change all of our lives for the better next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. We found out a couple days ago that there's something that they would like us to go to out in the public where we get to leave the studio and be out among the people. And we found out this had something to do with... I think it had to do with buzz balls.
And when we heard the word buzz ball... We could only think of one person.
We said we're interested, but only if we can get a secondhand Cindy to join us because we don't think there's a lover or a consumer of more buzz balls than secondhand Cindy. So without any further ado, joining us on K-Rock.
It's secondhand Cindy.
Secondhand Cindy, good morning.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. Good to talk to you again. Would you be interested? Listen, I don't know the details exactly yet, but I think next Friday...
It's this Friday.
Oh, it's this Friday?
Yes.
Oh, man. Really?
Yep.
All right, this Friday, would you be interested...
Is Klein available?
And I don't think I can even go. This Friday?
Yep.
Secondhand Cindy, they want us to go to a 7-Eleven somewhere in Rancho Cucamonga.
Nope, that's not right either.
It's not?
No.
Where is it?
It's on Manchester and Airport Boulevard. It's right by the airport.
Anyway, somehow
7-Eleven.
Somehow Buzz Balls is involved. That's all I heard, and I tuned out on the rest. But we said we will only do it if Secondhand Cindy agrees to go there. And we want to do this like when an author goes to a bookstore and reads excerpts from their book.
And signs
copies. We will only go if you agree to join us and sign people's buzz balls and then read some of the backs of the buzz balls.
As an excerpt.
I'm so excited. I would love to be there.
Okay.
Okay, great. So if people come and meet us or come by for a buzz ball, you will sign their buzz balls, and also you'll do a couple of readings throughout the event where you'll because I'm sure there's whole stories on the back of the buzz ball.
Are there? I know there's a lot of writing on there.
I would have to. I don't think anyone's ever read a buzz ball.
And I guess Secondhand Cindy, you're more of the expert than us on buzz balls.
Yeah, are there stories like how they came up with this flavor of razzmatazz?
Oh,
she's inside of her buzz ball. Hold on, that's happened sometimes.
You there, Secondhand Cindy?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I've never read the back of a buzz ball.
No one has.
I've never even read the back. When I get the buzz ball, I just down it.
Right.
That is the formula.
What is your favorite flavor of buzz ball? Because they have a lot of different ones now. I think they come out, they come out with new flavors all the time.
They do. They came out with some new ones. The ones I like are the times two because they're the 15%.
Man, she's the best ambassador for buzz ball.
Is that the best flavor? Is the times two?
Yeah.
So we're going to not only do a reading, but we're also going to do some math there. It's going to be some buzz ball multiplication at the 7-Eleven.
I'm excited.
And so you'll come. We'll set up a table. People will get a buzz ball. You'll sign their buzz balls, maybe personal messages, and then you will. We'll try to get a podium set up, and you can stand up and do some readings from the buzz balls.
Oh, my gosh, that would be so cool. I've got actually some histories on them, so they'll be funny and interesting.
And you're available next Friday.
Yes. This Friday, right?
It's this Friday.
Oh, this Friday.
And I'm available both Fridays.
Okay. Maybe we can just make it an every Friday thing.
All right. Okay. So then we're going to accept this. We weren't not going to accept it unless we knew
we were going to pass. Yeah.
We were going to just because driving down to the airport, rush
at
hour
3
Friday.
Sounds, 3 to 5 p.m.
But my kids are pretty much off school for the summer, so I got to find anything I can do to get the hell out of my house.
It sounds like something you'd make up. I have a buzz ball event at a 7-Eleven near the airport.
I got to go to the airport for buzz balls. You understand? I'll see you in a couple of days.
But Secondhand Cindy, I'm sure you also have some great buzz ball stories of just how drunk you've gotten on these things.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, I have all kinds of stories on a daily basis. But, yes, I do have a few of those stories. I just got to remember which ones not to say.
oh, man. Yeah. Right.
Not to say the one that I was drinking and then I just kind of tapped a car and then I didn't want to wait around and I took off.
I wouldn't talk about that one. You're going to cost us the buzz ball account.
That's an on-site conversation, not an on-air conversation.
Yeah, let's forget that happened. Cut that from the old podcast.
Maybe these are part of the excerpts, Klein, some of her greatest buzz ball moments.
But, you know, obviously Secondhand Cindy would not condone drinking while driving.
No, of course not. No, it's very expensive.
Right.
That's the only reason?
There's other reasons why you shouldn't do it, too, for safety, et cetera. But, all right, so Friday, this Friday.
This Friday from 3 to 5.
At the 7-Eleven near LAX.
Yep, Manchester and Airport Boulevard.
And second
right by the In-N-Out there.
Do you think if you could start practicing now, you'd be able to juggle buzz balls by the event?
Yes.
Great. I love it.
Are they glass or they're plastic?
Plastic.
Okay.
No, they were smart when they put those things together. They knew they're not going to make them glass. Very droppable. Secondhand Cindy, I can't wait to get together with you over some buzz balls on Friday.
Yes, I can't wait.
And they have they have like the big giant ones, and then they've got those tiny little baby balls.
All the sizes of the buzz balls.
They're so cute, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, all right. So we'll get all the information up on our socials, but you're in 100%.
Oh, great. I can't wait. It'll be fun.
Okay. That's the great Secondhand Cindy, whose favorite flavor of buzz balls is times two.
Might we offer someone to give Secondhand Cindy a ride?
It's probably a good idea. We'll take care of your transportation, so just you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, wow. That's very nice of you.
Right.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
But Vanessa, get on that, okay?
Okay. And so you'll send me the address or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll give you the information, and then we will also make sure we have the information.
So come and get your buzz ball signed by Secondhand Cindy, and then she'll read some excerpts from the back of... Someone says that they are currently reading the back of a buzz ball because we inspired them, and it says mostly flavored wine is what it says.
Yeah, buzz balls. They're a girl's best friend.
So, all right, Secondhand Cindy, we'll see you on Friday, this Friday.
Yes, I'll see you this Friday.
All right, there she is. That's the, and you're not drinking... Okay. Are you drinking buzz balls right now by chance or not?
Oh, no. I'm having margaritas.
Oh, okay.
Margarita Tuesday.
That's right. I get it. All right. There she is. That's Secondhand Cindy. She's the best. I guess we're going to go ahead and RSVP. Yes. Vanessa, tell the Buzzball people we're in. We'll go with Secondhand Cindy, but they need to cover her transportation. That's our request for this. We'll be back in a moment. Vanessa is back in the streets of West Hollywood confusing gay people, and we have the audio to prove it, and that is next. Rockline Alley Show. Well, I wasn't sure if it would live up to the hype from a year ago, and then we got to hear Vanessa's return to West Hollywood for Pride yesterday, and it was every bit as magical as I remembered, and it seems like she has only gotten more confusing for the gay people. She went there to celebrate Pride and get into a little game of gay or nay, where she asks some questions and then tries to figure out at the end of the questions if the person she's talking to is gay or straight. I know you're thinking, it's West Hollywood, it's Pride, everyone's gay. And it does feel that way, but there's quite a few straight people. In fact, Allie claims one of her biggest complaints about certain areas in West Hollywood is that they've been taken over by the straights because straight women like to go there because they don't feel threatened by gay guys.
Yeah, and you know what? That's fine if that's just what it's become. It's just not really a gayborhood anymore. It was actually run by lesbians. Then a lot of gay guys ended up turning the girl bars into gay guy bars. And then with the gay guys came the straight wing women. And then now there's a bunch of straight guys there to try and hook up with the straight women, and now it's just a regular-ass neighborhood.
I went to go get my hair cut. I didn't realize it was Pride this weekend because it's not on my radar. And so I went, but the place, the guy I go to get my hair cut from, shockingly, is in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So when I left after getting my hair cut, I was noticing that the festivities were really getting underway. And I'll tell you, it's a great ego boost for me. Didn't get hit on by one woman, but a lot of guys commenting on my neck. That is a girthy ass neck. Yeah.
They say, hey, Zaddy.
They didn't get that as much, but I just got, look at that guy's neck. Stuff like that.
Black lip.
So anyway, Vanessa was...
It's fact.
This is Vanessa with another person she met. This time she was at a place called Schmitty's in West Hollywood. They're celebrating and drinking, and we'll find out in a moment. This is going to be a very difficult game to play. This is a new person, not to be confused with yesterday. Some of the questions are the same, but the person is different, and it's time for another round of gay or nay for Pride.
I think this is my last one.
No.
I can do some of these.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
You down to do it?
What one team is playing in the NBA Finals?
I don't know. I don't watch sports.
Do we need to continue with the game, or are we ready to just call it gay and move on?
Is he gay, or is he gay?
I mean, once you get this answer...
I don't know. I don't watch sports.
With the S.
I mean, that is... That's like the gayest response to a question yet.
As you shouldn't. Why would you? Unless it's the World Cup. Only if it's a World Cup. Why do... who is Cardi Sheffer? Who is Scottie Sheffer?
I don't know that name.
Yeah, me neither.
Sounds like an athlete.
He sounds like an athlete. What magazine do they give you? What magazine do they give you at Broadway?
Vanessa, do you remember any of this or no? Because all of this, the first time you're hearing this, I know you did this, but
do you remember it?
How drunk were you? This was you at the drunkest, right? Because this was the end of the night?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's blurry, and honestly, sucks. I hate it. It's hard to hear myself drunk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
People did say that she's gotten significantly louder from year one
to
year two.
Well, I think she went to louder places.
Right.
She was in, you know, gay bars where there's music pumping.
Do you think she went to louder places, or the places heard her asking the questions and
turned
the
music
up? Yeah, that's what it was.
This woman is screaming. Could you please turn the music off?
What magazine do they give you at Broadway?
Playbill.
Oh, he got it.
Man, this guy's gonna get the perfect gay score. He doesn't watch sports, and he knew...
what a playbill is.
A playbill.
Especially we know that the straight man wrote the question, because it says, what magazine do they give you at Broadway shows?
What is it? What is it called?
It's a program.
Program?
Yes, it's a program.
Like the movie about college football, the program?
No, it's
That's a great movie.
It's like a little book. It's like a little leaflet type thing.
It's definitely not a magazine. It's a mini magazine. It's a gay magazine.
What magazine do they give all the gay people that go to Broadway shows?
Well, I thought you were sending her questions, too. I didn't realize she was only going with my questions.
Oh, no.
Usually, we try to balance it out so you get some straight questions and some gay questions. So I had to write the gay questions, and I thought it was a magazine you get when you go to Broadway. But apparently, I was wrong.
Playbill. What body part is Sydney Sweeney known for? Her boobies.
You didn't even let the guy answer. Vanessa, you didn't even let the guy answer.
It's like these questions are new to her and she's answering.
Yeah, are you trying to score on your own quiz? The guy didn't even get a chance.
What body part is Sydney Sweeney known for? Her boobies.
Gay or nay? Vanessa.
Vanessa is excited when she knew the answers to some of these, because a lot of these questions she didn't know the answers to.
What is the main ingredient in quiche?
And what?
Quiche?
The attitude is so funny that's going back and forth, because you can tell this guy went from having fun to like this.
And what?
I'm just sounding so...
I don't...
just so disgusted by
I'm
this
I'm trying
question.
To hook up with random people right now.
Right, I don't want to talk about quiche in my mouth. I want to talk about D in my mouth.
Yeah.
What is the main ingredient in quiche?
And what?
Quiche?
Oh, eggs.
Eggs.
What the heck was that, Vanessa?
Why do you always repeat their answers? Amazing.
Vanessa's like, like a drunk parrot. It's the best.
Yeah, I love it.
Eggs.
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 That's Vanessa transitioning.
I will now think of that every time I eat eggs.
Every BF Thursday.
Yeah, from now on, I never thought we'd outdo the I'm going to be eggless drop that we had, but
yes,
I think we have a new one now.
Is the
so,
best.
Once again, remember the most important part of any breakfast.
Eggs.
Eat them. Protein.
Eggs. In the bedroom, what is an Alfie Tower? Alfie Tower. What is an Alfie Tower?
So that's a tough question.
You doubled and then tripled down on the pronunciation.
She said eventually it'll be right, but it's the Eiffel Tower, but she said the Alfie Tower.
Oh, when you're basically getting tag teams.
Oh, nice. He understood.
I tell you, they get their sex. They know their sex stuff.
Yeah,
quiche and sex stuff. The gays got it covered.
Okay, I don't know.
They're taking you to Paris, baby.
Okay, I've never been to Paris.
Aw, you're so innocent.
I think this is wonderful.
Who is Rambo?
I'm Sylvester Stallone.
Well, I take it back. Guy straight as an arrow. No way a gay guy would know that. This guy
Rambo,
Sylvester Stallone. That is a straight man answer. I think that we're going to be shocked and find out this guy is straight.
No way.
I'm telling you right now, I think so.
This guy's gay, 100%.
I think he's picked up on the accent.
Let's bet on it.
I think you think like when you're visiting a country and
you start
sounding like that?
Like
whoa,
yep.
So you're just there at the Abbey and you're like, okay,
maybe
like that.
Or maybe he's a straight guy who's working there. A lot of straight guys work there and they get great tips.
Oh my gosh, yeah, they make so much money.
Like it's like no different than like a married female bartender is being all flirty because she knows that that's going to get
well,
the tips.
Well, it's become basically like a Thunder from Down Under situation, Mike.
There's no way a gay guy would know Rambo with Sylvester Stallone. No way.
Well, it's a classic character. Gay guys might know.
I don't think so.
I know and I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who. I've never.
Okay, I don't know. What does an esthetician do?
Facials or eyebrows.
Okay, take it back. Because I didn't know what that was.
Facials, also a good sex question.
Right, but an esthetician?
You didn't know what that was?
I thought they like did stuff with fossils.
No.
That's not what they did in like Jurassic Park?
An archaeologist, you
That's
mean?
That's what I was thinking. No. Esthetician does.
Facials. Skin.
Oh, it's all skin stuff?
It's all face care, skin care stuff.
What type of clothes are capris?
They're like high water pants.
High water pants. Okay, what does Al Michaels do?
They're playing girls just want to have fun in the background?
I mean, we do.
Was this your request, Vanessa, in the background?
What does Al Michaels do?
What does who do?
Al Michaels? I don't know who that is. Al Michaels.
I don't know.
Me neither. is that a shot? Wait, one second.
Oh, boy. Someone's handing you a shot during this?
I don't know.
Yay.
Oh, I thought you said, is that a chef?
Girls do just want to have fun. Oh, is that a shot?
Is that a chef? A sous chef?
Wait, 1 second. Are you gay or are you nay?
Oh, baby, I'm very...
Very straight.
I'm very straight. I've never been with a man before.
Nay. Oh, baby, I'm very gay.
Very gay. Thank you.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
All right, there you have it.
Aw, I love it. What a celebration.
That was two gays, if you're keeping track at home. Two gays, but tomorrow...
One cup.
No, multiple cups. Tomorrow, it'll be another trip to Pride. And I think that Vanessa claims, and this will be difficult, that one of the people she talks to ends up being straight. And it's a big M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end. Because you don't see it coming. Although maybe the guy was just saying it, but now she thinks...
And they do see it coming.
Yeah,
all over.
She says she gave the guy her
Thanks,
number.
Charles.
That's right. She really... Hey, Vanessa, are you upset you did this?
I'm super upset. Like, next year I'm going to be sick during Pride.
No!
No!
Hey, that's how I feel, right? You, me, and God, right? Rockline Alley Show. People are giving rave reviews to Vanessa's In the Streets coverage of all things Pride.
For someone who wanted to be a C-lister, Vanessa is clearly an A-lister. If not higher than that, a S-lister, a superstar. She's amazingly funny, even when she's not trying. Also, drink math, two shots plus one drink plus another drink. I have a feeling that she was one drink plus one drink away from sounding like Pantyhose Greg. Anyway, we can only imagine. Love you lots. See you, bye.
That's someone adding.
Okay, Dinos.
Okay, Dinos. He's just blind. You don't have to call him a dino. But that's Vanessa getting rave reviews all over the place. Allie, there's a ton of these messages. I know we listened to some of them. But, I mean, people are very happy for you, obviously, understandably. And you got to make the announcement to all of us yesterday when you took the pill that you were pregnant.
Well, it's kind of hard not to make the announcement because when I was talking about the IVF process, you know, everyone knows that you're getting an embryo transfer. And so 7 to 10 days later, everyone wants to know how it turned out. And I couldn't leave everybody hanging, so I had to reveal the results. It's still really early on. I'm getting another blood test today, but it's nice to at least get a little bit of good news. Not the best, most fun announcement to make, though. Well, baby number two.
Baby, no!
That's, that's another way to announce it. She was telling everyone. Why did
you say no after?
Why was that not a fun announcement to make? I feel like people love telling people that
I guess pregnancy announcement is one of the more fun announcements, but the like for example, our boss, it was kind of just a text congratulations. And then I said, "Oh, thank you," and then there was a heart of the message. When I told him I had gotten a new TV, and I had made that announcement,
he was
genuinely so happy for me.
So many follow-up questions.
So many questions about what kind.
Where are you getting the TV? Where are you going to put the TV?
Yeah, what kind of QLED screen? Where is it going to go? How much bigger am I going to go afterwards?
That's a better announcement. That's why I don't know why we have so much tied up in the whole baby, the gender reveal. Like,
right.
Imagine if you brought all your friends over, you cut open a cake, and it revealed what kind of TV you were getting. That'd be amazing.
But I think that engagement is one of the more exciting ones. And baby number one is much more exciting than baby number two.
It's funny that you think an engagement's an exciting announcement because I remember whenever I would hear about a friend that was getting engaged, it was always sad. It was like, oh, lost another one.
Well, it depends on if you like the person that they're dating.
Yeah, but even that, it almost had nothing to do with it. It was just when that phase of life started happening, kind of late 20s, early 30s, you're like, oh man, what's going on now? It's like, well, and it felt like it happened quick. Where all of a sudden,
I wonder if it's different than between guys and girls.
I'm
how they
sure
react.
It is
because girls are like, oh my god, show me the ring. What's going on? How much did he spend? When's the wedding? What's the plan? There's so many exciting follow-ups, and it's like this is your ultimate attention-grabbing moment.
I remember a couple of times, because we used to do a trip like every year to Vegas, and I remember the first few times someone was like, hey, so guess what? So-and-so and I are getting engaged. I was like, so are you not doing Vegas this year or what? And they're like, that's what your answer? That's what your question is?
Yeah.
It's important.
And I was like, I just need to know, like, how many people is this down to now? We had 11 people at one point. We're down to 7 now. Yeah. We're losing numbers. They're dropping fast.
And Klein said, congratulations, but I'm upset that the due date is during one of the most important rating books.
I didn't say that, Allie. I said, when are you?
I
did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I said, when is this thing coming or something? And she said the due date is some sort of...
It's Valentine's Day.
And I said, which is annoying because it's like super... There's a lot of cool stuff around.
You don't
there.
Remember. You're all high yesterday.
Right. You're true. I was.
Well, it's not in the middle of an important book.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to rub my ass on this carpet.
You could have planned it a little better because...
I couldn't plan it. I wish that I could have... Actually, the original plan was for it to be right when the holiday break was going to start. Just that was going to be my sweet spot right after acoustic, going into that break that everybody takes, because that was going to be the right time. But of course, because of the eggs and because of the sperm and because of the stupid embryos not working, now here we are.
Well,
in the middle of an important book,
right in the middle of the spring book.
I mean, bad planning on your part if you cared at all about the show or job security for us or anyone else. But whatever, it's very. Look at me.
Why don't you think of it this way? When we get Alina Abovian in here,
ratings skyrocket.
Exactly, everyone's going to be so happy.
My wife is already
tell me to take all this extra time off.
My wife has already said to me that she's not on board with the Alina Abovian sub.
You know what we should do? We should get a panel of sub options that you present to her.
And she'll just pick whichever one is the most hideous. That's why she loves you. She's a big fan of you.
So we'll get Alina Abovian, Crystal B, Brad Williams.
He's pretty rich and successful now, so he's probably out too. He's got that big flowing head of hair now too.
Yeah.
He's probably too big for radio at this point.
Well, he would definitely be the one that your wife would pick.
She probably would pick over Crystal B, who sat in here the last time.
A straight dwarf man? I mean, that's probably the safest bet.
Yeah. But Abovian, I thought was she tuned in yesterday when you announced you were pregnant, and then she heard all how excited we all got about Abovian coming in. And she goes, why are you chanting? She's like, I haven't heard you that happy in years.
Abovian hasn't heard you that happy
no,
in years?
No, my wife said, because I haven't heard you that happy in years. And when you started chanting Abovian, she also said you were the only one chanting. I said, I don't think so. In my head, everyone was chanting Abovian.
Everyone's chanting for the World Cup, except you. You're chanting for Abovian.
Anyway, the good news is that Allie is...
What is the good news? I've lost track.
Allie is pregnant for now.
I am. I'm pregnant.
We're
going
to listen
still
in
early,
on her. And your baby has a message for us. Could you hold the microphone?
No, please.
Allie's requested we don't do that bit.
So, I want to hear him.
You're going to do it anyway, so no, I don't know what my request is.
We got to take a break. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from what's going on inside of Allie's tummy. That's after
There's literally nothing happening in there yet.
How do we know if we don't put the mic down there and listen? We don't know, right?
The baby
definitely... powerful microphones here.
Yeah. Omar turns the mics all the way up. Yeah.
Thank you, Omar. That'll be all.
Put the mic down there.
Enough.
Al, you don't want to hear what's going on down there?
No, and we're late. We have to go.
Vanessa, are we late?
Yes, we are.
Well, so is Allie, and that's good news in this case, right? K-Rock, we are Klein Allie's show. Get into your ADD news in just a moment. Of course, tons of messages, understandably, waiting on the goat line for you, Allie, and other people on the show, but mostly for you.
Hey, congratulations, Allie. That's awesome. That's really brave of you to share all that on air. Probably not, but... congratulations.
People calling you brave, calling you a warrior, calling you a champion.
It's nice that kid would not share his IVF story.
No,
he was going through it.
But that's because he's just happy he's not your future kid.
Then
there's this message.
It's a great life for my kid.
Allie did announce that she's pregnant, at least for now. And then we got this message on the goat line as well. And this guy says what we're all thinking.
Yeah, Klein, start looking for a new co-host. I'm telling you, man. I'm not sure why you let her go do that. I don't know. I guess I should say congratulations for doing what you want to do, Allie. But Klein, what in the hell? You can't change the show in any way, shape, or form at this point when you've reached the pinnacle.
Right.
I don't understand that chess move.
This is the pinnacle? I sure hope not.
It doesn't get better than this.
I thought this was the floor still.
Damn.
Well, anyway, this guy says congratulations, but what did we go and do? Now the co-host search officially starts.
Hey.
Allie, hi. This is a real world calling. Career. make that much money.
All right, so anyway, this guy says you're making a terrible career decision by getting pregnant right now. But okay, whatever, the choice was yours.
Well, you know, it's funny because those are real fears for women going, I feel like my career is going to change. I feel like everyone's going to look at me different. And then you have your baby and you realize all that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and working in radio, I'm sure that's intensified by 10.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, because the reality is if you leave and 3 days into someone else sitting there, we decide this person looks nicer.
Smells better.
Smells better.
Every woman in radio texted me yesterday. Congratulations. It's like, how'd you all find out?
When are you going to...
So quickly.
When do you start your maternity leave?
The chair opening up.
There's no shortage of calls.
Hey, just wanted to say congratulations to Allie. So happy for you. And I just wanted to share that I feel like this is one of those situations where... It's like, congratulations, I'm really happy for you. But at the same time, I'm glad it's not me. So,
great.
Killing it.
All right, there you go. A lot
killing
of
it. That would be the worst thing I could
lot
do.
A lot of love coming through on the goat line. Many more messages where those came
feelings.
From. Let's get into this, your news, then a brand new hour of the show will officially begin.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Let's start with a local mystery that needs solving. And if we can solve the mystery, we can make some money in the process. A reward is being offered for the safe return of this parrot that was stolen from its house in Long
it's
Beach.
It's in Calabasas, I bet.
Why do you think it's in Calabasas?
Klein?
Well, there are, I mean, listen, she said Long Beach, so now I know the answer, sadly. But I would imagine that Calabasas does seem to be where all the birdies live.
Uh-huh.
What?
All the
am I missing something? Is this an innuendo?
No, it's not an innuendo. It's I think our boss was potentially toying with getting a parrot.
Oh, I get
at
it.
At one point.
I see.
Because that's something that rich people do when they don't know what to do with their extra money.
Exactly.
I already have enough cars, so now I'm just going to get an exotic bird
and
teach the thing to talk to me.
Right. Just a few days ago, some hooded burglars showed up at this house at 3 a.m. They broke the lock on the cage door, threw a cover over the bird, then grabbed the animal and fled the scene in a getaway car. So this was a real premeditated operation and the family is devastated.
Harley the parrot was adopted in 1996 and has lived in the same home ever since then.
Just would love to get him back. We really would. He was just an awesome bird, you know, and I'm so worried about what might be happening to him. You know, he lived here in this cage for 16 years, you know.
That sounds not fun.
Morning, Karen. You's a birdie. What's the matter?
I gotta find that original call.
Oh, there he is.
I don't know where that...
A sighting.
I don't know where that original... what's the matter, birdie? I don't know where that woman is.
What's the matter?
She's one of my favorite calls
ever. Hey, you're a birdie.
How long do parrots live, do you know?
Well, this one's 30-something years old, and I think they live quite a while.
Oh, they do? Oh, wow.
I think they live kind of, like, too long.
But also...
I was gonna say, like, 16 years sounds like a good run.
And you can't really cuddle with a bird. I know bird people are gonna say that's not true. You probably can, but I always wonder how attached you can get. And I guess if it's
well,
just...
Well, this guy's crying.
I understand, but he's got some emotional issues, clearly.
Isn't it kind of cruel just keeping the parrot? Because you can't be, like, taking the bird out for a fly or anything like that, right? It's just in the cage.
I think if you
at all times.
I think if you attach it to a drone, you can fly it around the neighborhood for a little
that's
bit
cool.
and bring it back.
I think that's what they want to do with it, is fly it around on a drone.
I know
they probably just want to sell it to somebody.
I knew one bird person ever, and they did let the thing like fly around the living room. Like yeah, 5 minutes a day.
Yeah, I have a friend of a friend that has one, but it's not a parrot, it's like a little bird. But it was like hanging out in different parts of the house.
But a lot of their wings are clipped, which I think is also messed up.
Is that like declawing a cat, like it's taking away their dignity?
I don't really know the answer to it.
You know all the neighbors.
If they don't talk, what's the point? Like, it's funny if they swear and stuff.
I think you get one and you should have 60 days to train it to talk, and if it can't, you should be able to bring it back.
Yeah, and even the talking, it's funny, I guess, at times, but I would imagine it gets annoying pretty
quick. Sometimes
the
ones that talk, you're like, this one talks, and they're like, Maya! And you're like, I can't really even understand what you're saying. There's some that are really clear.
Right.
Neighborhood, all the kids love them. I can't believe somebody would do this.
The family is now offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to Harley's safe return.
Start looking. $5,000 in your pocket. All right, it's official. The In-N-Out on the Vegas Strip is open today. And I imagine the amount of drunk people stumbling into that In-N-Out with their Fat Tuesdays in hand, scarfing down animal fries, it is going to be quite a scene. It is big. big. It's a 8,000 square foot location, so it's one of their biggest locations. It has a 2,500 square foot patio, and there is no drive-through option because no one in Vegas is below the legal limit anyway.
Yeah, this one was rumored to be opening forever, and then there was pictures of what it was going to look like.
It looked awesome.
Where did it open? On the strip? Where?
It's by the Link. It's in a good location. It's like very central. So if you're walking from one hotel to the other, it's really accessible. It, you know, it's not far from the Venetian and stuff like that. So if you are drunk and you need food, or regardless, I think it's just a really easy place. And, you know, if you're going to eat something that's going to fill you up, that can keep you going in Vegas, it's the perfect meal and one that's not going to cost you $50 like everything else in Vegas does.
Right.
So I think it's going to do really well.
Welcome to the strip.
Welcome. Should we be freaking out about the new world flesh-eating screw worm? We were worried about the hantavirus, then we were worried about Ebola. Now there is this species that it was eradicated in the U.S. and it's now back. They found one on a baby cow in South Texas, and this is a flesh-eating parasitic larva. So it, I guess, turns into a fly, but it's the fly larva, and it burrows its way into the animals. And like I said, it's flesh-eating, so it's not
good.
We
had a story about these guys, how they got rid of it.
Yeah, so now this has grown to 5 cases. So they had one, now it's grown to 5. This is all taking place in Texas, so everyone's freaking out because if this gets out of hand and it's like back, then it could have a big problem on the meat industry, and then everything's going to get more expensive, and it's going to be like the bird flu was, right? So back then in the 50s, they released all these sterile flies to suppress the population. So they said they're going to do that again. But a lot of people are like, they don't want that for some reason.
This,
I don't know why.
This thing come after humans or just cattle?
It can.
Oh, great.
So that's what, after Allie's pregnancy.
It's Well, it loves the cows right now. It loves the baby cows and the livestock. But then eventually, if it hits enough livestock, it can jump over to a person. And nothing flesh-eating is good. You had a flesh-eating bacteria, didn't you?
Well, they were concerned it was going to become flesh-eating. So they had to eradicate it. And I said, but this is going to help me get shredded by summer. Let it eat some of the flesh. I have a lot of flesh.
Got to take a year for it to get through your neck.
Plenty to share. We get into a brand new hour of the show next, and it will be the greatest hour of your life.